Gas prices are rising at a record pace. Over the weekend, they crossed the threshold of $4 a gallon in states including California. AAA says that nationally, the average price of a gallon of gas is up by 40 cents from a year ago. And that increase is raising fears of an economic slowdown. William Dunkelberg, the chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, a lobbying group, says every dollar more per gallon at the pump means an extra $20 million out of the pockets of consumers. But even as gas prices are on the rise, gas consumption in the U.S. is at a low. So what's going on? Ben Brockwell is the director of data pricing and information services for the independent trade publication Opus, the Oil Price Information Service. Ben, first tell us where gas prices are headed this summer. We're seeing fears of $5 per gallon. Is that realistic?
I certainly can't rule $5 out in sections of the country. We do not expect the national average to reach $5, but we certainly expect the national average to top $4. And it looks like we will break the all-time record of $4.11 set in July of 2008. Prices have gone up more than 20 cents in the past month and 7 cents in the last week. And we just don't see a circuit breaker right now. The market is, since the beginning of the year, has gone in one direction up.
Ben, right now, consumption in the U.S. of gas is relatively low. So how could it be that consumption could be down and prices are up?
Well, you're absolutely right. Statistically, U.S. gasoline consumption is at probably a 12-year low. It's a backlash, we think, of a very sustained period of high prices. Even a year ago, this time, prices were almost $3.20 a gallon. As you mentioned, it's 40 cents higher now. So we're going to continue to see U.S. gasoline consumption recede. But the U.S. gasoline market no longer influences the global price of oil. The price is rising because of concerns about supply. There's worries about an Arab Spring in Nigeria. Iran has embargoed deliveries of crude to France and to England to protest their embargoes. Consumption of oil is rising in places like the Middle East, like Asia, and that's offsetting the consumption declines that we're seeing in Europe and in the U.S. But it's mostly, Sasha, about supply right now. There are concerns that there's not going to be enough supply to meet even demand that has dropped in the U.S.
Ben Brockwell, going back for a minute to the relatively low gas consumption in the U.S., are you saying that's because as prices keep going higher, people are finding reasons to resist buying gas, or perhaps so many people are unemployed, there aren't as many people driving to work?
I think, obviously, unemployment is a key reason. But I think one of the not talked about phenomenon is people working from home, not driving to the office. I also think the CAFE standards have changed. People are
these are the fuel economy standards.
Yes, the fuel economy standards have changed. People, the longer these prices stay above $3, the more inclined people are to buy that next car that's more fuel efficient. I think that's a factor. I think public transportation, carpooling are all factors. There are predictions that U.S. gasoline consumption is going to continue to drop by 1 or 2% over the next 6 or 7 years. And gasoline consumption in the U.S. probably peaked in 2007, 2008 at about 9.5 million barrels a day. And we're like 1.5 million barrels a day below that now.
Ben, we talked about the gas prices exceeding $4 a gallon in places like California. But in the Midwest, prices dropped by a dime over the last month. They're about $3.50 per gallon on average. What accounts for the regional differences?
It's really an unusual phenomenon right now. There's been a lot of new shale crude found over the past 3 or 4 years in places like North Dakota, in places like Texas, in places like Oklahoma. Unfortunately, that crude is landlocked. In other words, there's no outlet for that cheap crude to get to the Gulf Coast or even finished products to get to the East Coast.
When you talk about infrastructure, are you referring to things like the proposed Keystone Pipeline, which would run from Canada to the Gulf and which is on hold right now?
Absolutely. That's the kind of infrastructure that I'm talking about. I honestly don't think the industry saw this coming. I mean, I think they found more crude quicker than they felt like they could get it to the market.
So we don't have the pipelines that could get that crude from the landlocked Midwest to the coast. So why don't we just build refineries near the source?
Easier said than done. I mean, we Americans like to use gasoline, but we don't like the production to be in our backyard, as we say. There's always a lot of protest and a lot of, and it's legitimate. I don't want to downplay it because refineries can have problems that cause explosions, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just from a regulatory standpoint, for a long time, it's been very difficult in the U.S. to build a ground-up refinery. That has not happened since the 1970s. So what you've got is existing refineries expanding their capacity and trying to produce more fuel to meet this demand, and so they are doing that.
Ben Brockwell is the director of data pricing and information services for the independent trade publication Opus, the Oil Price Information Service. Ben, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it.